First Corinthians, chapter 1. Paul, called to be a sent one of Jesus, the Anointed One, through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the gathering of the called out ones, which is in Corinth, to those separated, to the Anointed One, Jesus, and called by God to be holy, together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. I always thank my God concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you in the Anointed One, Jesus, that in everything you are enriched in him, in all expression and in all knowledge, confirming that the testimony of the reality of the Anointed One was established in your lives. Consequently, you are not lacking in any gift, while you wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. He is the one who will continue establishing you until the end, so that there will be no accusation against you in the day of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus, the Anointed One, our Lord. Now I appeal to you, brethren, through the name of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, that you all speak the same thing, and that there would be no divisions among you, but that you would be adjusted together into the same understanding and the same opinions. For those who are of Chloe's household have spoken to me about you, my brethren, saying that there are contentions among you. Now I mean this, that each one of you says, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of the Anointed One. Is the Anointed One divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized into the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you, except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one would say that they were baptized into my name. I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Besides that, I don't remember whether I baptized anyone else. For the Anointed One did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the good news message, not using words full of human wisdom, which would take away the effectiveness of the cross of the Anointed One. For on one hand, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who will be destroyed, but on the other hand, to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the understanding of the intelligent I will bring to nothing. Isaiah 29:14. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this world? Hasn't God made the wisdom of this world foolish? For God in his wisdom ordained that the world could not find him through its own wisdom. Instead, his well-conceived plan was to save those who are believing through the foolishness of what we are proclaiming. The Jews ask for signs, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we announce the crucified Anointed One, which is an offense to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, the Anointed One is the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Just look at how you were called, brethren. Not many wise, humanly speaking, not many mighty, and not many noble are called, but God chose the foolish ones of the world, in order to shame those who are wise, and God chose the weak ones of the world, in order that the strong would be disgraced. And he chose the lowly ones of the world, the ones who are despised, yes, and even the ones who are nothing, in order to inactivate, that is, render unemployed, the ones that now exist, including the present evil heavenly rulers, so that no flesh would be able to boast before God. and it is because of him that you are in the Anointed One, Jesus, who made available to us in himself wisdom from God, righteousness, holiness, and liberation. The result, then, is an agreement with what has been written, He who boasts, let him boast in the Lord, Jeremiah 9:24. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.